Our third story now. The U.S. National Security Advisor says Washington is undertaking a fundamental reassessment of its relations with Russia.
You know, in the years since the ending of the Cold War, the United States and Europe and indeed the international community have proceeded along a path where we've made clear that our interest was in more fully integrating Russia politically and economically into Europe and into indeed the fabric of the international system and the global economy. But that was predicated on an expectation that Russia would play by the rules of the road. We are already
quite Susan Rice also questioned Russia's assurances that its troop movements on the Ukrainian border are just military exercises. Rice said the U.S. has been taking note of developments across the border from Ukraine and is skeptical about Russia's intentions in light of its recent actions. She added that Moscow's statements and its actions have not always matched in the past. Let's go to Washington and talk to Edward Luzansky, president of the American University in Moscow. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Luzansky, what might this reassessment of relationship mean? What option does the U.S. have when it talks about reassessing its relations with Russia?
I think it's just talk to please all those who put pressure on Obama and on the administration to make some tough statements. No one wants war, and you know, short of starting a war, Crimea will not go back to Ukraine. The way I read things now, I don't think that Putin is ready or actually is willing to invade Ukraine. I think he wants to show the flag, support of Russian speaking, which quite a few of them in Ukraine. And we know that there are some certain forces in Ukraine who are not very happy with the situation in the southeast Ukraine, where a large population is protesting and don't recognize the government in Kyiv. So I think the best option now for U.S. and Russia is to talk and to find some kind of a common ground. First of all, save Ukraine from disaster, from economic collapse. And all those talks about, you know, sending arms to Ukraine are not very, very productive. And statements like this one by Susan Rice also, I think, it's not really sending a good positive signal.
And of course, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry had earlier likened the current situation to World War II. Just how close are we to World War III if the situation gets out of hand, if you will?
Well, I think the way I see it, it's probably not, because even hawks like Senator McCain saying that we don't really need to go into kind of a military confrontation. So far, I didn't hear any statement from any responsible or irresponsible politician in the U.S. To talk about military kind of a confrontation. So I just talk, because again, as I said at the beginning, media is putting some pressure, some Obama haters, which are plenty in Washington, try to humiliate him, saying that he's too weak. So they're kind of reacting. But I think it's just talk, and the sooner U.S. and Russia sit down and negotiate how to help Ukraine and both Russia and U.S. as well, because two countries need each other. Like, first thing, the immediate thing in Afghanistan. There's no way that U.S. can withdraw from Afghanistan without Russia's help. And this is number one priority. So I think Susan is saying something to please people like McCain, but I don't think she really means that.
All right. So Edward Luzansky, president of American University in Moscow from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.